Well, I'm really delighted today to be speaking to Linda Brammer about an exciting new venture that's happening here in Stoke-on-Trent to support young people as a showcase for their talent. It's an open mic night, and we all know open mic nights. Many of us go to them. But it's something a little bit unusual for young people to have that opportunity. And I'd like to know more about it, Linda. So can you tell me why you decided to put on this new interesting venture for young people so that they can express themselves musically here in the Potteries?
We decided to do it because Dan and I from Jack and the Marmalade Fox, we have a great community spirit going at our regular open mic, which is every Tuesdays. There's one at the Marquis of Granby and Penkel. But there's a lot of young people that can't access the open mic nights because of the pub curfew. They've got to be out by 9 o'clock, and also it's a school night, and there's always homework, or parents have got other clubs to go to and other children to deal with. So we decided that we needed to hear more of the talent that the young people have got in Stoke-on-Trent and Newcastle, and decided that we would try and do one on a Sunday afternoon. So between 4 and 6, we figured that everybody would have their Sunday dinners out of the way, and it would just be a nice little time slot for them to come and experience something different.
And have you had much interest from young people? I mean, obviously, I'm delighted that you're on a view from the wings so that we can promote this event that's starting to happen on a regular basis. But how do you reach out to young people that might have the talent, but they don't know where to go or what to do if they want to get into performance?
What we're trying to do is spread the word of mouth, first of all, with different people, and different people who are music teachers. We've got Gary Davis. He's a music teacher, and he's a fantastic guitarist and pianist, and he works for ODM Music. And we've been out there and we've been spreading the word. We've also been using social media. Obviously, we've been using Facebook and different pub platforms. They've been putting advertisements on for us, and all the music pages on Facebook, we've been sharing that. So we're just trying to get it out there. I plan to ring around one or two schools and try and get people to know about it there. But again, it's just generally word of mouth. And we did a test one on the 21st of December, and it was quite a success. We had quite a few people. Every little helps, I guess.
Well, it does. And I noticed you said it's at the Gardener's Retreat, which is a great pub. It's got a good stage. So if young people do come along, do they have to bring their own instruments? And if they have seen something about it, maybe through social media, do they connect with you directly, Linda, through that format? Or are there other ways that they could kind of engage? I mean, could they just turn up on these events?
We've got a social media page. They can connect with us via the Jack and the Marmalade Fox page. They can turn up, yeah. There's no sort of pre-booked slots or anything like that, which you can get with certain events like this or open mic events. As to what we've got an incredible stage. I mean, Ed at the Gardener's Retreat has allowed us to use his stage, and it's fantastic. It's got a fantastic sound system. It's got great lights. Jack and the Marmalade Fox, my music partner, he is an incredible guitarist, and he's part of Dirty DC, the number one AC/DC tribute band. So he's got lots of access to guitars and instruments, and we can get hold of cajons, and I've got an electric drum kit that may be appearing, and we've got access to keyboards if people need them. So if there's anything in particular anybody wants, they can just, you know, drop us a message. If you don't play an instrument, we don't mind. We can put backing tracks straight through the PA system. And, yeah, rock and roll, literally.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, this is aimed at, if I'm correct, Linda, is it 14 to 18? And if that's the case, do young people have to come along with an adult? Or how does that work out when they're coming into, like, obviously, a pub environment?
Coming into a pub environment, they'll be in the back room, which is where a lot of the functions happen. We're DBS checked. It will be Gary and myself that will be doing most of the interaction with the young people, and it is 14 to 18 year olds. I've been a children's entertainer for quite a few years. Previously, Gary, as I said, is a music teacher. So we're well aware of safeguarding. We've really, you know, on the ball with safeguarding. If people want any videos, we're going to have disclaimers, we're going to have forms for people to sign. Yes, my child can be videoed. Yes, they're agreeable to have it shared to social media. And we'll have a sticker system so that a green one is, yes, we want to be videoed and you can post us, and red is, no, please don't. Yeah, I hope that answers that question.
Yeah, it really does. Now, what I'm excited about is the fact that young people can come along and they can perform, you know, vocally or with instruments. And what I think is so exciting about this, Linda, is the opportunity to help them to develop in so many ways. Obviously, not in just in relation to confidence with their performance, but there's many other aspects that I'm thinking this could link into. Confidence, yes, you know, their musical ability developing, their capacity socially, you know, to get up in front of people really is something for some people and not always easy to do. So is that kind of an element of putting these open mic events on in order to really help young people to develop in various areas, not just give them the opportunity to sing a song?
Yeah, that is really exactly what we want to do. There are a lot of parents that send their children to theatre groups, and we've got some fantastic theatre groups in the area, and we've got some fantastic music teachers and places that kids can go and study. But one thing that it doesn't teach is performance in other areas. Most musicians will probably make their bread and butter busking, or start off in pubs or at markets or things like that before they move on to other things. And you've got to expect, as you're in markets and you're in with the public, you're going to get hecklers. And how do you deal with the hecklers? How do you deal with people shouting things at you without putting you off what you're doing? And also, to help young people understand that it is okay if you go wrong, that live really is live, and it's not detrimental to anything that you do. It's not going to be as embarrassing as you think. And the other thing is as well, we know there's lots of pressures around social media with young people today, how to act, how to perform, how to dress in a certain way so that they fit in with the norm. And many young people probably don't share with their school friends that they've got this talent because they're afraid of being called weird, or they're afraid of expressing themselves, or them being into the music that their friends aren't. So hopefully if they meet people from different schools, different areas, they can meet up and they can create something absolutely magical where they bond with somebody that's very like-minded. They can jam together, maybe even form a duo or a band or a really good friendship, which is ultimately what the music community and the arts is about. It's about building each other up, and it's about supporting each other and keeping the music alive in Stoke-on-Trent, Staffordshire, Newcastle, because everything is quite strained, everything's difficult financially for everybody, whether you're in business or whether you're, you know, personally. And the more activity we've got, the more that we've got in the community, the brighter the future looks, really, for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that as well about the economic side of things, because the fact that this is free, I think, is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for young people, because so many people cannot afford to pay for classes here, there and everywhere. Now, obviously, you're very much an experienced performer yourself with Jack and the Marmalade Fox. And not only that, you also organise many of the acoustic sessions in the markets, whether that's Newcastle-under-Lyme Market, the markets at Wedgwood, and I know you're venturing further afield into Market Drayton. What do you think that those performances give to those attending, you know, the public in general, to see people performing live? when they go out on a Sunday afternoon or wherever they go, you know, whatever day they go out. Do you feel that these performances are not only good for those performing, but also for those who are actually observing them? I mean, that's one of the ways I've actually met you, Linda, when I've seen acoustic musicians performing locally and knowing that you're the one who's organised all of that. So what kind of inspires you to really get that activity off the ground and get people out there and get people enjoying the music?
Firstly, I'd just like to say that we've got a fantastic team with the Castle and Wedgwood Artisan Markets. I mean, Julia, she's absolutely lovely, and she approached us last year and asked if we would perform at Wedgwood, which we did, and then asked us if we would take over. And her son Jake gave us a list of dates to fill, and people are so excited that we've actually filled most of the dates for the slots, the market. Getting back to your question, what do I think it brings? I think music is a very healing tool, and it's a very spiritual tool, and this might sound a bit strange, but I think it'd be hard for you to find someone that isn't somehow connected to a song for something in particular in their life, whether it's their wedding day or the day they got engaged, even sadly funerals, or you know, the theme tune to their summer holidays or their holiday abroad, when they met the love of their life, their favourite film, you know. And music connects on so many levels with people, and I think it's important to have the arts included in as many things as possible. So when you're milling around the shops, you might have been disappointed when you've been shopping. You've probably been out shopping for something in particular you can't find, or you know, you've got something on your mind and you just wanted to get out of the house just to blow off some cobwebs, blow off some steam. And then you've got somebody who's singing there and they're singing some upbeat things and you're singing along to it, and then your foot's tapping, then before you know where you are, you've lifted yourself out of the mood that you're in without even realising it. And then that's great, because then that's a little bit of healing there. So that's my take on it anyway.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. I mean, I was in town yesterday, Linda, and there was a guy and he was doing some Bob Marley. And immediately I just had to stop. The sun was shining and I actually so loved that music, particularly Bob. And I know when I've been down to the market and I've seen some of the acoustic musicians that you've organised, I've thought the calibre is so high. You know, it's amazing that there's so much talent out there. And it's not recognised other than in the small spaces they're playing, but hopefully in the future they may develop and they may get more recognition on a wider scale. And this is what I think will be amazing about this open mic night for young people. And I'm really hoping it'll be a success. So I'm just thinking, in relation to that, Linda, in the future, it might be nice to talk to some of the young artists on the show and get their perspective as a performer. And I think as it develops on a monthly or bi-monthly basis, you know, you're going to get more input, more people involved with it. So I do wish you all the luck with it. And I can't wait to come along, maybe on a Sunday afternoon, and view some of the talent on show.
We would absolutely love to have you there. We openly invite people to come down and have a look. We are actually thinking, if we get some regulars, that we might do a little bit of a showcase, because as I said, Ed at the Garden has got a fantastic stage, perfect for a little show. And also thinking maybe selling a few tickets for it so we can raise some money to get a videographer in, because creative kids don't often get the grades that they want to get into college, because their love is somewhere else other than academia, and a little bit of an audition tape can go a very, very long way when getting into the colleges they want. So that's another thought that we've got, and just again grow confidence and friendships all across the board. And if we can get our name out there as Jack and the Marmalade Fox and we're doing the community things, we're hoping that we can get more music into more pubs, and therefore we can build it, because Music shouldn't be accessible to the few, it should be accessible to the many and everyone, whether they're in care homes, whether they're in school, the school ages, whether they're in the middle of town, whether they're actually professional musicians themselves. Everybody should be able to access music in some shape or form, or the arts, anywhere, because Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent, as I've learned doing this, have got some absolutely phenomenally talented people. Some fantastic painters, some fantastic crafters, amazing singers, dancers, actors, and they're all hidden away. So come on, I want you all to come out. Come and say hello.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. So thanks so much for coming on A View from the Wings. And I wish you all the success, and hopefully we'll get an update in the future of how it's gone.
You certainly will. Just look out on Facebook. Again, Jack and the Marmalade Fox. We are on Facebook. We'll answer messages. We'll take bookings. If you have any sort of music pubs or events that you need musicians for, we can help with that too. And you know what? We don't even charge. How about that?
Perfect. Thanks, Linda.